Now we're viewing a picture of Oklahoma's favorite son, Will Rogers, and this is by Boris Gordon. We haven't heard about Boris yet.
Boris Gordon's been dead for 30 years. Boris Gordon was a very famous painter that did portraits in the U.S. Capitol. He did about 18 portraits of speakers and pro tems of the Senate, that level of portraiture. He also did the five paintings that we have in the Supreme Court of the first five members of the court. He did a number of other paintings in Oklahoma. He did one of Patrick Hurley, who was Wilson Hurley's father, who was Secretary of the Navy, I think, during the 20s, and from Tulsa. He did this painting in 1931 of Will Rogers. It's reported that this was a painting that was done from life rather than from a photograph. Now, I'm sure that Will Rogers didn't sit for that, probably did sketches. Others seem to think that's not a true story, but that's what Boris Gordon claims.
That it was from life.
Yes. This is a painting that, when I first went to the Senate, used to hang in the lounge. All of a sudden, it disappeared. It was loaned to Will Rogers Follies at Branson, Missouri, on a permanent loan basis. When we remodeled our Senate lounge and I started this program, I said, well, let's go get the damn thing. So we went up and got it, brought it back.
Was that difficult to
retrieve
it?
No, it wasn't. I accused Joe Carter of stealing it. I told him I was going to tell everybody that he stole it. So he went up and got it for us. He was the one that was responsible for going up there.
And Joe Carter was the curator
of the Will Rogers Memorial. But he was a good friend of our president pro tem at the time and convinced him that we needed to put it up there. It was in storage somewhere, and I thought such an important piece of art, it ought to be brought back.